there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we have headed down to Key West, and we are at Mel Fisher's Treasures right there, just off of Front Street, right there in the heart of Key West, hanging out with the grandson of Mel Fisher. Sean Fisher is with us on Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. Good to be here again.
Yes, well, first time for me to be here in your operation. I feel like I'm behind the curtain of Oz right now. Where exactly are we in the Mel Fisher Museum?
Well, right now we're in the conservation lab. This is the first place the treasure comes after we find it to get curated and conserved and basically brought back to life by our incredible conservators.
Yes, now we're going to talk a lot about this, and the reason we're down here is, of course, to kind of get a look at this operation, which I've heard about for years, but you can come down here to Key West and literally dive the wreck of the Atocha, salvage a little coin, and take it home as part of their program. We'll get into the details about that in a little bit. But Single Scott is actually now an investor with the Mel Fisher's crew. He just signed his contract, the whole thing. Are you ready for this, Scott? Are you primed and pumped and ready to find your own buried treasure?
I am drooling. They're showing us all the stuff they've recovered lately and the stuff that's going to be divided up by the investors, and it is amazing.
It is. It's truly remarkable, some of the artifacts they've shown us here literally behind the scenes. We haven't even taken the museum tour, and that's where you have the real stuff on display, I'm guessing, right, Sean?
That's where all of the biggest, most unique artifacts are, but we sure have a lot of good stuff hidden back here, too.
Yeah, now we're going to get to all of this stuff. So let's talk to one of your curators. Who do you got here? This is basically, is this Oz? Is this the guy right here?
This is the man. This is John Corcoran, and he is, he's a wizard. He does amazing things. He brings artifacts that would otherwise deteriorate at the bottom of the ocean back to life. It brings them from 400 years ago into the present day.
Yes, John, welcome to Scuba Radio. Thanks for having us first off.
Sure, no problem.
And of course, by the way, everybody here at the Mel Fisher Treasure Museum, of course, has a giant gold chain around their neck with some kind of real, or what do you got there? What is that? Is that a personal fave?
It's an 8 escudo. It's a gold coin.
Okay. As a scudo, which means what? I don't know.
It's like a gold doubloon.
Okay, it's just worth tons of money and impressive. The chicks go crazy when they see this, don't they?
Of course, it's gold.
And that's right.
It's this one in particular is worth about $35,000.
Sweet. I like it. I like it indeed. Well, that's what Scott's going to find when he goes out diving with you, maybe?
I hope so. Yeah.
He does too, I think. I think he does. But we'll get to that later on. Now, you are in charge of when the artifacts are salvaged off of the Atocha or the other wreck, which is the what?
The Margarita.
The Margarita. They may be encrusted with some growth or whatever, and you're in charge of like bringing these things back to their like pristine condition of when they were forged in the first place, or?
We always tell our divers they have to keep everything wet. That's one of the most important things, keep all the artifacts wet. So they have tanks on board, and they bring them into me, and then I do my work, which is many steps. I don't know if you want to go into that right now, but we'll open up the concretion. If it's a iron artifact, we'll put it in an electrolysis tank, which can take months or years, depending on what type of artifact it is. Gold, we really love, because gold, we really don't have to do anything to it. You just maybe 1 hour of conservation, and it's finished. Silver, a little bit longer, maybe 1 week in electrolysis, and silver will be finished. So it all depends on how noble the metal is. Copper, like this copper ingot right here, this took months in electrolysis to get all the chlorides out. See, after an artifact's been on the bottom of the sea for years, it absorbs a lot of salt. And my main goal is to get the salt out of the artifact, because if this salt dries out, it will crystallize and expand, and it will actually burst the artifact apart.
And that wouldn't be good for an investor like Scott.
No, he wouldn't appreciate getting it because, you know, he might get it and it might look great when he gets it.
For about a week or so, maybe.
Or even years. And then all of a sudden, he'll go look at it one day and it's falling apart. It's spawning. It's just in pieces. So it's so important to go through all these steps, even though they can take a long time. You really have to do it. And you have to be, you have to really go by the book. We follow the Texas A&M Conservation Manual, which is kind of the Bible of conservation. And we try to do everything by the book here.
Nice. So that's preserves it, so it's good for years in a museum or in your home if you're an investor and you get one of these copper ingots. Well, this copper ingots, basically, how did they forge this? By pouring the copper into like a little, they just dig out a little sand pit
exactly,
or something?
Exactly. This is for shipping only. They really didn't care what it looked like. There were all kinds of impurities in it, which can actually make my job a lot more difficult to conserve because it's not just pure copper. They really didn't care what it looked like at all. They were going to ship it back to Spain. And it was one of the ingredients for making bronze cannons. So that's all it is.
Nice. And you got a lot of spikes. You got, I don't even know. What is that thing? It's an iron pin ring. What does that mean?
It's part of the ship's rigging. I mean, it's a Spanish galleon. You find all kinds of rigging. We find thousands of pieces of ship's rigging. This is a ring pin. These are carpenter's tools right here. We found maybe 20 carpenter's tools all in the same area, which tells us the carpenter section of the galleon broke open right there. It was in the forward part of the ship near the bow. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that broke open, and about 20 tools all fell down to the bottom, along with thousands of spikes, which were spares. So I just spent the last 6 months with my assistant, Mike, over here, Piano. How do you pronounce this?
Piano.
We spent the last 6 months conserving close to 1,000 spikes.
Thousands, and they would use those to hold the boat together, like nails or whatever,
yes,
I guess.
Right, fasteners.
Cool. So, yeah, it's way beyond silver coins and gold coins and rings and jewelry. It's all these really cool artifacts that you guys find and preserve for museums and for, you know, souvenirs, I guess, if you're an investor or whatever, to put in your own private little collection, right?
Well, for me, these are just as interesting as the coins, as the gold. I mean, that's why I do it. I love working with artifacts.
Now, wait a minute. Now, are you telling me that if I showed this, what is this thing called again?
That's a pick.
An iron pick. I showed that to a babe as opposed to your $35,000 gold chain. Who's going
to
get the girl in that scenario?
You're not going to get anything. You show that to a babe. You're going to get kicked out of the car.
Right, so there's a love of treasure hunting and history that I think you share in that regard.
Of course there is. I mean, you have to be honest. I love treasure hunting and I love treasure. I also love artifacts. But, yeah, some are more
prestigious in the eyes of the ladies.
And more interesting. And
all right. The gold gets the chicks, but the artifacts is the thrill of the hunt. It's the thrill of finding this stuff, I would imagine, right?
It is. Even after all these years, I've been doing this for maybe 15 years, and I still, if I hear my metal detector go off, my heart starts racing. And I'm
nice.
Sure these guys can say the same thing. It's like a kid at Christmas. You go down there, you hear a detector ring, you start digging it out. You never have no idea what it's going to be. It could be a piece of iron, or it could be a piece of jewelry, a 400-year-old piece of jewelry. I found maybe five, six emerald rings. I found an earring with pearls and a red emerald and a giant red jewel hanging off the bottom of it.
Now, nice.
You find something like that on the bottom. You almost have a heart attack.
Yeah, I would imagine a few things happen. You might just, mesh your wetsuit or whatever. I don't know. But it's an exciting adventure. And you know, single Scott's going to do this. Scott, I mean, is this just making you? I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing? Why am I letting Scott do this? Why am I handing off this responsibility to him? But, hey, you got to share the joy.
Well, that's because you're not responsible, Greg.
Well, that may be. Good point. So, yeah, but are you getting excited? Is this like making your blood pressure rise just a little bit? Ready to jump on that boat, go find some treasure?
I brought my stuff, but I guess we're not going to dive till I come back. So, oh, well.
Yeah, this is just a teaser. You know, as we progress through the next few weeks. Now Sean, Mel Fisher's grandson, runs this operation. Sean, you seem to have a ton of passion for this. I can tell just from your little tour you've given us so far. But do you, that same thing happen to you when you find something, when that metal detector starts dinging? You go, whoa, here we go.
It starts for me before the metal detector even dings. When I'm putting my dive gear on, getting ready to go in a hole, I all I can do is imagine the big pile of silver that I'm going to find when I get down there, you know. And if I learned anything from my grandfather as a treasure hunter, it's that you know, you got to believe and you got to have that excitement, you got to have that passion. And if you don't think every time you go down that you're going to find something, then you got no business being out there, you know. And it is exciting to find any of this stuff. You know, everybody loves the gold and they love the silver and they want to hear about it. But man, finding pieces like these carpenter's tools that we found this summer, you know, they tell us what life was like in 17th century maritime history. And not only that, but these are the clues that help point us in the right direction to find the rest of the ship. You know, we're looking for the stern castle right now. We know that the carpenter's quarters were in the bow section of the ship.
Right.
So by finding these artifacts, we know that we're probably going to have to look a little somewhere else to find the stern portion of the vessel, which is where, you know, the big pile of treasure we're still looking for is.
Yeah. So you know, a lot of people don't realize that the wreck of the Atocha, and I didn't even know this until we started talking probably about a year ago when I saw you at some of the dive shows, because you think, you know, the wreck of the Atocha, that's been found years ago and they've taken all the gold off of it. But you're projecting that you think there's another how much?
Well, I don't think, I know from the manifests and from the research we've done that there's another 17 tons of silver out there. There's over 400 silver bars, over 100,000 silver coins that we haven't found yet that we know are still out there. Plus, you know, who knows how much smuggled material. We found 16,000 pearls about 2 years ago that weren't on the manifest. And in fact, most of the artifacts we find are not. We found a gold amethyst ring and a gold reliquary this summer, neither of which were on the manifest. So yeah, I don't just think. I know there's a lot of treasure out there. I wouldn't be doing it if there wasn't treasure out there to find.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's an impressive operation they got going down here. And what's cool is you do invite investors to come down and go out with you on their salvage boats as part of the project, and all of them end up getting treasure. I mean, and that's the whole thing. I mean, if you want to look at it as an investment thing, you can, but really it's about the thrill of being able to dive and say, hey, I found this little silver coin or whatever artifact it might be, and be able to go back and tell your dive buddies about it. Bragging rights, press the chicks, you got it, right?
Yeah, man, it's the fun, the romance, and the adventure. You know, you get to be a part of history. You know, I can't... There are no words to describe what it feels like to find a 400-year-old artifact on the bottom of the ocean. I mean, it sends tingles from the tip of your toes to the top of your head.
I think there is, but we probably can't say any of them on the radio. Is what my guess. We'll find out, because we're gonna wire Scott for sound. We're gonna send him down with the Mel Fisher folks here over the coming weeks and see if we can capture some of that excitement. Because I think it's on every diver's list. When you go to the dive shows, surely you're showing them the gold. You get that universal reaction, I think, right?
Yep, absolutely. You know, you can dive reefs, you can dive wrecks, but it's hard to be a treasure hunter, and there's only a couple of ways to do it, and you got to do it with the right people.
That's right, MelFisher.com. And matter of fact, you know what? You can't dive today. You might just win a piece of treasure next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in Key West.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I do like the water.
Oh, water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Cause I shot a man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water. Give me some water.
Coming up on the big show, you're going to meet our new Florida Keys Mermaid. We're minutes away from introducing you to our latest addition to the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod. But here in Key West, I'm sitting with Sean Fisher, the grandson of the famous Mel Fisher. Today is the day, as he always said, and the day you will find your treasure. You're not going to find it, but you might just win it right now, because I'm going to tell you, Sean and the gang here at Mel Fisher's Treasures has given us, what is this that we're going to give away right now, Sean?
Well, this is a grade 4 silver coin. It's a 4 real silver coin from the Atocha, which makes it a little more rare. Most of the Atocha coins we found were 8 reals. What a grade 4 means, all of our coins are given grades based on ocean wear, grade 1 being a perfect coin with great markings on both sides. Down the list, a grade 2 will have good markings on both sides. A grade 3 will have incredible markings on one side and okay markings on the other. Where grade 4, you'll have some markings on both sides, but obviously not as clear as a grade 2 or a grade 1. Grade 4s are worth $600, and it is an artifact from the Atocha, so it's a 400-year-old silver coin.
Nice. So you're going to get a certificate of authenticity with it. Sean might even sign it for you if we're lucky. And the thing is, it's not a replica. This is a real piece of treasure from the wreck of the Atocha that we're going to give away right now. Now, all you have to do is email us this week at contest@scubaradio.com with your name, address, and phone number. And we'll announce the winner next Saturday on the show live at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Once again, your name, address, and phone number to contest@scubaradio.com. Get on there. We'll take entries here for the next few days and announce a winner at drawn random from all the drawings we or entries we receive next week on the show. Sean, this is cool stuff. Now, this definitely will impress the chicks, right?
This definitely will impress.
And if you're a chick, it would probably impress the dudes, I guess, or at least it'd be a nice jewelry. I don't know.
You know, it's more than just jewelry. This is 400-year-old money, and I haven't met a girl who didn't like money. So,
well, exactly. Well, guys like money. Girls like money, so it's universal. But, yeah, I mean, this is impressive stuff, and the whole experience itself is quite remarkable. I mean, we've kind of just scratched the surface of what they've offered or what they offer here at Mel Fisher's Treasures, and you're going to have to check this out. And, of course, we're going to cover Scott's progress over the coming weeks on him actually going out and diving the wreck of the Atocha, which you can do if you're listening to me right now. All you have to do is go to MelFisher.com. Scott?
Yeah, it's not weeks. I mean, it's going to be a whole year of me diving and talking about it and giving stuff away. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah, how does this work, Sean? So they go to the website or they just call you guys up and say, hey, I want to be part of the dive team, the Mel Fisher dive team, or what?
Yeah, well, if you go to MelFisher.com and click on the Investor Relations tab, it'll tell you all about what it's like to be an investor. And if you are an investor, like Scott said, you get to come. You're an owner in the company. So for that year that you're an owner, you can come dive with us as much as you want and be a part of the history, be a part of the romance. It's an amazing experience.
Now, if you were putting, and I don't want to put you too much on the spot here, Sean, but if you're coming down here and you dive, I mean, from what I've seen so far with some of the videos and things, it looks like you have a really good chance of finding something if you come down and dive with you guys. Like, the chance of you going down here a few times and getting skunked is not likely. You're probably going to find something that's going to be kind of cool to tell your friends about.
Absolutely. We find stuff really almost every day. I'd be lying if I said we found an artifact every day, but most days on site we find stuff. Now, it's not always gold or silver, but I tell you, some of the funnest things you find are the other artifacts. One of my favorite things I ever found was an arquebus, which is the old musket guns that they used back in the 17th century. So, yeah, we're finding artifacts every day.
Yeah, and I, you know, once again, it's the thrill of just doing it. And I think that's the thing. I mean, winning a piece of treasure is awesome. And, you know, the person who wins our little Real, right? Mm-hmm. The person who wins it, I think they should say that they found it. And that's what I would do if I won it. But you take whatever story you want if you win this puppy. But it's still, it's about the thrill of doing it as a diver, I think, that's really, I don't know, romantic, living that whole today's the day type of dream. And it's a cool program you offer, Sean. I can't wait to get down in the water. And he gets to bring a buddy with him, right?
Absolutely.
Is that the deal?
Absolutely. As an investor, he can always bring a friend, even you, Greg.
Yeah, even me. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a friend, but as part of the deal, he's promised to take me down. Once again, you want that piece of treasure we're going to give away next week. Name, address, and phone number to contest@scubaradio.com. For more information on Mel Fisher's treasures, of course, it's MelFisher.com. More coming up, including our new mermaid next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in the Florida Keys. Now, we just talked to the Mel Fisher folks, and I've saved, you know, kind of the best for last, at least as far as our trek here in the Keys, because we have recruited a couple new scuba radio mermaids down here in the Florida Keys. Now, this one that we're talking to right now was with us at Our World Underwater in Chicago. It's Tony. We've tried to take her through the scuba radio mermaid hazing ceremony.
Did you have an awesome time?
She passed with flying colors.
Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
It is an impressive individual, a dive instructor at Florida Keys Dive Center, and she's with us right now. How are you doing there, Tony?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you for asking. I live in the Keys where it's beautiful, so.
Yeah, and she is your typical Keys girl, and I mean that in the utmost respectful way, as she's living the dream as a dive instructor and taking a, you've been a dive instructor for a couple years, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct, July 2008.
About 140, 150 students in that time frame you were telling me earlier, correct?
Mm-hmm. All different certification levels.
Yeah, I mean, this girl does it all, Scott. I mean, I got to tell you, she, as far as diving skills, probably might be the new mermaid to beat as far as when it comes to scuba diving skills in that regard. What do you think?
Well, I agree completely. I mean, she has moved it up a notch or two.
And she's so beautiful, serene, angelic. I almost feel bad about staring at her knockers.
Now, what do you think about your mermaid stint in Chicago and then what we had you do here a little bit in the Keys?
Mildly awkward at first.
Yeah. We get that a lot, actually. But you pulled through. You kept the smile on your face. You turned a lot of heads in Chicago. I mean, and we came down here, did a few more photos with you and your friend Kelsey, right? We're kind of developing a little, you know, Scuba Radio Mermaid Network. You know, you're kind of like our Scuba Radio Mermaid ambassadors for the Florida Keys. How do you feel about that?
I think it's absolutely amazing. I'm okay with it.
Your Florida Keys Dive Center, stop by there, say hi to Tony, and tell her you heard her on Scuba Radio. You'll thank me later, trust me. The pictures are up there on the website. Go check them out at scubaradio.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
And
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We've changed gears, moved back into the studio to finish out the last 30 minutes or so of the big show after our little trek down to the Florida Keys. On the phone with me is my good buddy Clay McArdle from Explore Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Clay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How's it feel to be back in the office?
I would rather not be, but hey, I get to talk about diving and learn about some cool specials and trips you guys have coming up. I know we have a couple that we're going to touch on, but there's some other specials that Explore Ventures is running that we got to alert the Scuba Radio crew to so they can make the proper travel arrangements, don't you think?
Well, I think that's definitely right. You know, I mean, we're running all sorts of cool stuff, so you might as well come down and go diving with us.
Exactly. So let's start in the Turks and Caicos, which we're doing a liveaboard July 31st, August 7th. But I know there's some other specials going on for the Turks and Caicos boat as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've got some $500 off discount weeks on several dates. The boat's down. Actually, it's with the humpback whales down in the Silver Banks right now. We'll be returning in mid-April, running a charter from Grand Turk over to Provo, and then starting up in Provo again, doing week-long itineraries to Northwest Point, West Caicos, French Key, and in that area, the Turks and Caicos Islands. Just beautiful wall diving, crystal clear water. It's just a beautiful place to be, and we're going to be there full time again in mid April.
Nice, yeah. That is some of the most picturesque diving I've ever had, because the visibility there in the Turks and Caicos on some of our trips has just been exceptional. I mean, it's like diving through air sometimes. It's quite remarkable itinerary, and the boat first class, $500 discounts on many dates for that itinerary and the Southern Bahamas. And and the big news, of course, the Humboldt Explorer. We're getting close to launching those adventures. When do those start sailing?
Those start in June. We actually just got pictures over this past weekend. The first coat of paint's on. Boat will be in the water soon. All the woodwork's being finished up, and you know, it's getting almost there. It'll be in service in June, and we're planning on doing a shakedown cruise that I think you might be coming with us on.
Yeah, I get to go down and what do we do? Do we like dance on the boat? Is that what a shakedown thing is? You play music?
Yeah, you get to get all the people on one side of the sun deck and have them run back and forth all at the same time.
Yeah, like a big limbo contest. I don't know,
exactly.
But you start shaking, and the thing is, this vessel is really an incredible piece of machinery you guys are putting together. I have a feeling, even though it's going to be a shakedown cruise for us, it's going to be quite exceptional regardless. Is that how you're feeling about this?
Oh, it'll be great. I mean, we're doing a it'll be a shakedown cruise, but a full normal itinerary going up to Darwin and Wolf, and just put 16 people on board, and you know, test out all the systems, make sure everything's working great before we start up service on June 21st. And then when we do start up service at the end of June, we've got a couple of $700 off weeks for our new and repeat passengers for that boat.
Sweet. And you know, the Galapagos is on everybody's list. Whoever you talk to, if you've been diving more than a couple months, you start hearing these stories like, oh my God, you got to go to Darwin and Wolf and the Galapagos. That's like the epitome of diving. And well, here's your opportunity. Now they're going to start sailing on the Humboldt Explorer June 21st. Of course, we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise July 31st to August 7th in the Turks and Caicos. For more info, go to exploreventures.com or call 1-800-322-3577. We're talking with the Dive Operation to the Stars next.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water, thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. peak performance buoyancy and the navigation specialty course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Oh, shark farts.
Now if I was as rich as the Aga Khan, I'd tell you what I would do. Buy every man, woman, and child on this planet a mask and a snorkel too. Then I'd lead that wild migration, destination Waimea Bay. Then we'd splash our way around the world. Life is just a water ballet. You know how to move. Let's glide across the water like a steel guitar. Beautiful swimmers, stay in the groove, catching constant.
Yes, you know, beautiful swimmers. You can find them on liveaboard trips. You can find them in the Keys. You can find them in the Bahamas, of course. And that's where we're going right now with our buddy Stuart Cove, the dive master to the stars, or the dive instructor to the stars. I don't know. What is it, Stuart? You're a dive instructor, master diver, pretty much everything, aren't you?
Man, I just like to go diving.
Yeah, okay. See, it doesn't really matter. I'm hit.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So now Stuart Coe's dive adventures there in Nassau has been around for years and years. They literally are the place people go to, or, you know, Hollywood goes to film with you all the time, Stuart. I mean, do you ever get jaded from that kind of stuff, first off?
I never get jaded from the Hollywood productions because it's everyone is different, and they're always challenging. They all want to do something different. We have to come up with ways to make it happen. You know, what we do is offer mostly the logistical support for these different productions. So they're all a challenge, and it's always fun.
Yeah, and you know, Nassau, one of the more populated islands of the Bahamas, I think a lot of people look at that and say, hey, you know what, I want to go to one of those out-island places and really feel the island thing. But when you go to Nassau, you kind of have the best of both worlds, I think. And the diving there, every time I've been to Nassau to dive with you, I've been blown away by the quality of the diving. Is that why you're there, or what?
Well, I'm there in Nassau, because I'm from Nassau, of course.
Oh, okay.
But Nassau is, you know, we have some of the finest diving, certainly in the Bahamas and the Caribbean. Great diversity, and we're on the other side of Nassau. We're away from the city.
Right.
The city of Nassau can be a bit challenging. You know, it's a thriving metropolis. But, yeah, you know, there's advantages to that, you know, with all the different amenities we have, from great hotels to restaurants to clubs. And, you know, if you want to have a laid-back experience, you can send a couple of the inns out on our end of the island where there's no people.
Yeah, and if you want to hop in the car and go hit the casino, you're, you know, 20-minute drive, and you're there in Seventh Heaven, you know, making a deposit, right?
Exactly. And the other great thing about Nassau is the accessibility to most cities around the world. It's easy to get to, and it's fairly inexpensive to get to.
Exactly, yeah. Obviously, they got a major airport there in Nassau, and a lot of times you got to fly into Nassau to get to some of the other islands in the Bahamas. So it's nice to know that you can just fly straight there, hop on a hop on a taxi and head over to Stewart's and dive with them. You know, how many boats are you guys operating there in Nassau now?
We're operating about 10 dive boats, wow. Newton's and Michael Fitz boats. And the benefit to that is, you know, we were kind of known sometimes by some people as a cattle boat operation. But the benefit of having many boats and many staff is that we can have a boat for every activity, every level of activity. We have a snorkel boat. We have a boat for advanced divers. We have a resort boat. We have a training boat. And so you can really cater to the individual customer's needs, and that's worked very well for us.
Yeah, you still have small little groups out on each boat as opposed to one big massive boat with gobs of divers on it. It's still the small kind of operation feel and customer service that you guys provide. And world-class, all kinds of awards. Stewart Cove's Dive Bahamas, just an amazing facility. Been there a few times. What are you doing today, Stewart?
You know, one of the great things about New Providence, if you come there to Nassau, the Bahamas government right now is offering free companion airfare to other islands. And right now I'm in Andros. I've come over here today with my daughter's, 11-year-old daughter's science class. And we're out here visiting some blue holes with Small Hope Bay, and they're learning about the wetlands. You know, visiting divers can do the same thing. They come to Nassau for 2 or 3 days and then go on to Small Hope Bay in Andros, or go to Eleuthera, go to Bimini, and or any of the other islands, and it doesn't cost you anything because the government is providing the airfare.
Oh, that is amazing. And is that part of the specials that we can find at BahamasDiving.com and the new search engine that you guys have launched, or what?
Exactly. Got to go into Bahamas.com, and it's right there. And the companion airfare is booked through Majestic Tours, and it's easy to do, and very affordable. And that way you can get in a week you can get a two-destination trip.
Yeah, you do a little island hopping. That's what traveling to the Caribbean and the Bahamas is all about. God, they have 700 to choose from. Might as well start in Nassau with Stewart and yeah, maybe tag on a couple others like Andros and that kind of thing. Now, what about the dive sites in Nassau? The Bond Wreck still a popular attraction for Stewart Cove's dive operations because that's where they filmed all the movies, and you still take people out there all the time, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, you know, the Bond Wrecks are one of our most popular sites, of course. But we have a number of new wrecks that we've just put in place, including the Anthony Bell, 100-foot tugboat we just sunk last year.
Right, okay, cool.
We have a total of about 20 wrecks. And, of course, we have the wonderful Walls to the Tongue of the Ocean. We have Shallow Reef. And our most popular site is, of course, the Sharks. You know, we have really worked the shark experience over the last 25 years. Pretty unique experience with interacting with Caribbean reef sharks.
Yeah, no doubt. That was one of my first shark dives, was with Stewart Cove's. And I got to say, that was probably the most adrenaline-pumping shark experience I ever had. It was amazing. I just loved it. So that's just full bore. You guys are offering all different types of shark experiences over there now, right?
We do. We have, our shark feed, where we feed the sharks. But, we also have a passive shark experience where you can interact with sharks on a wreck or interact with sharks on a wall where there's no food introduced. Because,
nice.
You know, not everybody's all over the high adrenaline, close contact.
Yeah, you got a little bit of
feed the sharks type thing.
Yeah, you got a little bit of everything there. Whether you like the high adrenaline shark dive or a little bit more passive experience, it's all right there at Stewart Cove's Dive Bahamas. You can go to stewartcove.com for more info. And, of course, go to that booking engine. They now have the Bahamas website, and you can book anything you like, whether it's a shark dive in Nassau, Andros for a little day trip or two, and mix it up and do a little island hop. And just go to BahamasDiving.com. All right, Stewart, thanks, buddy. Hey, we got more coming up.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
All right, a little program note for you. Actually, more of a shout-out. They're having something for the Suds program going on today in South Florida. Soldiers Undertaking Disabled Scuba. It's a big event, the Suds Flea Market, going on today and tomorrow. If you're in the South Florida area, check it out and get more info at sudsfleamarket.com, S-U-D-S, fleamarket.com. Okay, great organization, great cause. And, you know, I just feel honored to be able to pass information like that on. You know, we're in a very unique position here at Scuba Radio. They do a good thing, and just to have the opportunity to present that info to you is an honor to me. So please support it as you see fit. Now, we got to do a little shout-out to some of the other folks that we saw last week here in the Florida Keys. In Isla Mirada, the History of Diving Museum, Mile Marker 83. Check this place out. It's a small little facility that shows the history of diving, of equipment that was used back in the day, how diving came to be. The folks there are really great and definitely should be a stop on your little adventure down there when you're diving. They're in Isla Mirada, Mile Marker 83. You'll hear more about them, I believe, here in the coming weeks on Scuba Radio, because we're going to have to do more with them. No doubt about that. Also, Island Dolphin Care in Key Largo. This dolphin facility works with handicapped scuba divers and divers with special needs, whether they're wounded warriors or whatever the case may be. Amazing facility. We're going to talk to these folks here in the coming weeks on the show as well. Those are two little attractions and a little bit off the beaten path that as divers visiting the Keys need to go check out if you can fit it in during your surface interval. And why not? You should take time to enjoy the sights and those little offbeat type attractions that, you may not hear about unless you're in the know. As a Scuba Radio listener. And last but not least, let me not forget my buddy Wyland, who actually has a home and studio there in Isla Mirada, Florida, and was nice enough to invite the Scuba Radio crew for a Corona. I basically lived the Corona TV commercial at Wyland's pad in Isla Mirada this past week, and I thank him for it. He'll be up there beneath the sea in New Jersey here in a couple weeks. We'll be up there with mermaids in tow. Hopefully you will be too, as we do our little song and dance routine and have some fun up with the folks up there in the Northeast. Hey, and by the way, just got the latest numbers on the downloads of Scuba Radio, and all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. I would have never thought that people would care what we do every week, but evidently there's a few of you who do, and we do very much appreciate you making Scuba Radio so successful. Okay, well, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
Each little slug here cutting a rug here
under the sea.
Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.